places, entrepreneurship has a completely new face. The new practices are emerging murkily and by trial and error. This messiness should not deter leaders. There's too much at stake. Governments need to exploit all available experience and commit to ongoing experimentation. They must follow an incomplete and ever-changing set of prescriptions and relentlessly review and refine them. The alternatives, taking decades to devise a model set of guidelines, acting randomly, or doing nothing, all are unacceptable. But the government cannot do everything on its own. The private and nonprofit sectors, too, must shoulder some responsibility. In numerous instances, corporate executives, family business owners, universities, professional organizations, foundations, labor organizations, financiers, and of course, entrepreneurs themselves have initiated and even financed entrepreneurship education, conferences, research, and policy advocacy. As we shall show later in this article, sometimes private initiative makes it easier for governments to act more quickly and effectively, and all stakeholders, government and otherwise, should take every chance to show real leadership. To make progress, leaders need practical, if imperfect, maps and navigational guidelines. From what we know from both research and practice, here's what seems to actually work in stimulating thriving entrepreneurship.